So we left off in our previous year with a question about the origins and the current place of the Evan Ashesia, which translated is the foundation stone. So what's the history of this Evan Ashesia? So let's start with the first story in the Torah that discusses an interesting stone. The story takes place in Parshas Vayetze, that Yaakov Avinu is running away from his brother. He's going to Lavan. And Vayishka v'mokim ahu, he doesn't realize it, but that he finds himself in the Har Moriah, in the Har Abayis, and he lays down and he has a whole dream of a ladder with Malachim going up and down. And Chazal tell us that he took a bunch of stones and he put it under his head. And then when he wakes up, the Pasuk says, Peir Chavches, Pasuk Yudches, Vayashkeim Yaakov Baboiker, Yaakov gets up in the morning, Vayikach Esa'evin Asher Samir Ashoyisov, he takes the stone that he put under his head. And all the Mepharshim want to know, what do you mean one stone that he put under his head? He put many stones under his head. And everyone knows the answer. That Chazal tell us that these 12 stones had a big fight. They all wanted to be the headstone of Yaakov Avinu, where Yaakov has the schus to put his head down on these stones. So the Eibishter made a nest that they all became one stone. So by the time he wakes up in the morning, he has this big stone under his head. And the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu says, you know what? He makes like a deal with the Eibishter, that if Eibishter is with him, he's going to give Meiser, etc. And then the Pasuk says, and a few psukim later, Perek Yuchav Ches, Pasuk Chav Beis, Ve'evin Azoyis Asher Samti Matzei Ve'yeh Beis Elikim, that this stone which he made as a, you know, a place, like a sign of a place of his connection with the Eibishter, should be a Beis Elikim. So the Aruch Hayim, on this pasuk where he discusses this special stone, Ve'evin Azois, the Aruch Hayim says, Yirah ki zeh Evin Ashesia. This stone that came from Yaakov Avinu's head, this is the famous Evin Ashesia. With this we can understand what Yaakov Avinu says, Yeh Beis Elikim, that he means, according to the Aruch Hayim, that this stone will be in the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Aron HaBris is going to be on top of this stone. So according to this gang, which the Aruch Hayim brings out, the stone comes from the story of Yaakov. Now, we all know that the Evan Ashesia was deep in the ground. According to this, it wasn't deep in the ground. It was right there under Yaakov Avinu's head. So we have an interesting medrash. The medrash says, Pirkei D'Rebbe Elezer, Perek Lamed Hei, Nota Regel Yeminoi V'tova Evan Ad Imkei Tehoi Mois. The Eibishter, after this story, buried this stone deep, deep in the ground. He made it inside like a foundation, and that's why it's called Evan Ashesia Shemishamu Tabur Oretz. That is like the belly button, the middle, the foundation of the, where the earth is from. Vale Heichal Hashem Oime, that's where the Heichal Hashem stands. So this is one understanding of the story of the Evan Ashesia, that it was a stone from Yaakov Avinu's dream that the Eibishter put into the ground. We have a Gemara, this is Gemara Yuma Daf Nun Dalid Omud Beis, where the Gemara once again talks about the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which we know that in Bayis Rishon they would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they would have voida with the sprinkle onto the Orein, the Kruvim. But when the Bayis Sheni came along and there was no Orein, so the Gemara says that he did the same avoida on the, near the Evan Ashesia. So the Gemara wants to know, why is it called Evan Ashesia? So the Gemara says, Ushisiya Hoysa Nikras, this stone was called the Shisiya stone. Why? Tana Shemimenu Hushtasa Oilam. That's where the world came out, was formed, came from. Like the pasuk, like according to the opinion, this is opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Oilam Emtziisai Nivra. The world was created from the middle. In other words, there are two ways to figure out how the Eibishter formed the world. Did he do it from the outside? You know, when you're, then you just put it together, you shape it into the middle. Or do you start from the middle and then you branch out to the outside? Weird, how was the creation made? How did the Eibishter create the world? Did he start from the outside and he formed his way in? Or did he start from the inside and he formed his way out? Rabbi Eliezer says that the Eibishter started from the middle of the earth, and from there the earth, so to speak, got created from the middle. The middle of the earth would be the place where the Evan Ashesia is, was created, and from there the rest of the world came. Now it seems when you learn this Gemara that Lav Davke, this is the stone of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, that this is a stone that was there from the beginning of Briyas HaOlam. That's the way, the simple understanding, that this is a stone that, so to speak, was the center point of creation, or the beginning point of creation, and from there the rest of the world came from. But either way, and we'll get back to this in a moment, if it was deep in the ground, how did it end up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? If this stone either was put there or started from there, but it was there the whole time, how did it end up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So the Mishnah says that there was a stone there Miyemois Nevi'im Rishoinim, from the time of the first Nevi'im. So the Tiferes Yisrael says like this, who are the Nevi'im Rishoinim? It's referring to David and Shmuel, Shmuel Anavi and David HaMelech. And what does it mean? V'nirali, is the way he understands it, D'Ritzoin Eleimer B'Yemeyem Nisgala Evan. It doesn't mean that the Nevi'im put the stone there. Rather, it was revealed, the Eibishter, so to speak, brought it out from the earth in their days. That Eibisefer means Shenikra Shesia, which means Shemisham Nivra Oilam. V'doichek Loimar, D'Ritzoin Loim Shemim Koimai Nivra Oilam. And therefore, he wants to say that it was, so to speak, brought out in the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim, and that's when it was Nisgala. So for hundreds of years, it was deep in the ground, and later on it was Nisgala in the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim, in the time of David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi. But what about today? Everybody knows, you don't have to be a big geography expert, that right next to the Koisel Maravi, right on top, you have a bunch of these mosques on the Har HaBayis. One of these mosques, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, is called the Dome of the Rock. And in this mosque, there's a huge stone, which they taina is the Evan Ashesia. Does that fit with our Chazal? Can that be the rock which is the Evan Ashesia? So this is not a question of today. This question has been around for hundreds of years. And as a matter of fact, this question was asked to the Radvaz himself. And the foundation of the question is even deeper than just, is that the rock? The foundation is, if you look in the Mishnah says that it was gavoya min ha'aretz sholesh etzbois, that it only stuck out of the ground three etzbois. Three etzbois is not very, very high. If you see a picture of what's going on, what rock they have on the Har HaBayis today, this huge rock protruding from the ground, it doesn't exactly fit with the way the Mishnah says that it was only 3 etzbois. So many people wrote to the Radvaz that it can't be that this is the Evan Ashasiyah. It doesn't fit with the Mishnah. Radvaz did not accept that thing. Again, you must know that even till today, there is controversy about it. But a lot of people do accept it to be probably the Evan Ashasiyah. But we're going to learn this question and answer from the Radvaz, which addresses this thing. Basically, people wrote to him, are you allowed to roam a little bit on the Har HaBayis, on these places, are you allowed to hang out there? So he says like this, Tshuva, this is Chelek Beis Simen Tov Reis Tzadik Aleph. He says, I cannot get into all the side street, all the places, and you have to be very, very knowledgeable to know which one is Mutter, which one is Usser. And he says like this, Ki adavar borer, by him it's clear, Shetachas akipa sham evan ashesia b'li sofik. What they call, he brings down Alaksara, Alaksara, that place, what they call Alaksara, under this big dome, that is the evan ashesia, that's what the Radvaz paskins. It says that it's only 3 etzbois. And how could you say not? We see that it goes very, very high. He says that you have to understand that for over the years, there's been a lot of archaeological digging. In other words, let's say in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis was, let's say, up to here, 10 feet over the ground. So it protruded 3 etzbois from there. But if you started digging, the rock was very big. He says, because over the years, people kept on digging and digging and digging, so the rock that you see today is much bigger. That doesn't mean that it's not the same rock. It just means that all the ground around the rock has been removed over the years and years and years of digging and digging and digging. So therefore, the Radvaz at least, and this is a very famous Radvaz, there are those that argue, but there are many, many Goinim v'tzadike and the Chachme Yisrael who say that that is the Evan HaShasiyah, and that the reason why it's so much bigger, it's all because of the digging that took place over the years. Now what about the Menorah? Is it truly in Rome? How did it look? What was the story? That we will be discussing in our next shiurim.